Good morning. It's 10:30 a.m. on Sunday, the 26th of January, 2014. That was a nasty front walk here. The sidewalks look clear, and then every once in a while there's... Whoops, nope, that's ice. Particularly where it's wet. It's impossible to see the ice where it's wet on the sidewalk because there's no contrast to it, so it's like, oh crap. Almost fell like four times. At least my knee isn't bothering today. So there's something. It's also a pretty lovely day, 42, 44, maybe 46 by now. It got up into the 50s yesterday. I expect it'll get into the 50s again today. I'm not sure what the forecast calls for, but it should be a good day. It'll be a good day for me because I'll be spending it the rest of the day inside, working on edits. I got a few edits done yesterday. It was not the most propitious of days for trying to concentrate on anything. Had the kid at rehearsal, and I had to take two trips for that in the beginning. I came back and took my walk, and we got that. I just about soon got that. I got everything uploaded, and then she said, oh yeah, by the way, I need to go to get some props for my acting class. So, they're doing the witch scene from, is it Macbeth? Hamlet? I think it's Hamlet. Oh, 18 minutes. That's terrible. I was going faster than that. I wonder what happened. I lost GPS for a while, so maybe it reset. Anyway, I was going faster than an 18-minute mile. I know that. My legs are telling me that. Perhaps I lost it on the ice. Anyway, so yeah, the witch scene. Double. Toil and trouble. Fire burn, cauldron bubble, that one. And it's terrible. I can't remember now if it's Hamlet or Macbeth. I claim brain cloud. Do I get points for a Joan the Volcano reference? Anyway, so she has to come up with the stuff to throw in the cauldron. Oh, and we had to come up with the cauldron as well. But, somebody else is coming up with the dry ice for the water that's going to go in the cauldron. Then three of them are going to throw stuff in. So she didn't know what she was going to use for, because I mean, it's eye of newt, tongue of dog, fur of bat, leg of frog. So it's like, oh, what are we going to do? How are we going to do this? And I said, candy. She's like, what? I said, candy. I mean, think of the stage business you can do with this. You three of you up there on stage, you can... Eye of Newt. Oh, is this really... let me taste it. Yes. Yes, it is. Eye of Newt. Okay. Into the cauldron. And, so it gives them something to do other than just say the lines and throw stuff into the bucket. And she thought that was hysterically funny. Fur of bat was a bit problematic until we came to jerky. Beef jerky looks sort of furry. It's not very floppy, but it's brown, kind of fuzzy looking. So, yeah, fur of bat. Owlet's wing. They're going to use jerky for the owlet's wing as well. Nobody's going to notice. It's going to go high too fast. So, yeah, We had to come up with a thumb. Apparently, one of the witches has a thumb, so we got a pack of circus peanuts. Kind of yellowish with the texture on them. So yeah, they can lick it. Ew, gross. We'll try to make it a big hit. So anyway, yeah, that took a big chunk out of the middle of the day, and then. The wife is becoming somewhat restive in her recuperative state and wandered around the house doing too much. So, of course, today she's having a minor relapse. Which means, of course, tomorrow she won't go to work either. So that's one more obstacle for me to work around. Not that she's... that sounded terrible. I characterize her as an obstacle. But, you know, the reality is that with anybody else in the house, I have trouble focusing. I have trouble concentrating on what it is I'm supposed to do. So, yeah, it could have been anybody. It's not just her at home. Even when the kids are home, it's sometimes difficult to get focused, to get lined up and knock stuff down. I had one really good day with the edits, and I cruised through a bunch of them, and I have a suspicion if I could get one more good day, today, tomorrow, maybe Tuesday morning. Tomorrow's going to be a little bit flaky in the morning, but, well, and flaky in the afternoon because it's early release day. But a little bit of focus, a little bit of concentration, a little bit of actually thumbing through the pages. God, there's a lot of corrections. Could I have put them through with just correcting the contractions? Maybe. I wouldn't have been happy with it. And that's ultimately the thing. The story is the story. The story is kind of, eh. Compared to what I would write now for this story, the story is sort of, maybe. But as a signpost in the path that I've covered, and the fact that there are a lot of people who really like the book. There are a lot of people who really don't like the book because of the... interaction that Ishmael has with certain women and the fallout of that, which many men find completely unacceptable and many women find completely unrealistic. And yet there are a lot of people who really look at it and say, yeah, I can see this, I can see this. I think it's consistent with the characters, and that's really the bottom line. And it sets the stage for a lot of what happens in the last three books, which is something that I don't think... You know, it's not clear that that's going to happen, but it's really clear that this is setting up Ishmael's biases and beliefs. It's very much that kind of story. It also has some action. I mean, it has some stuff that happens. So, I don't know. We'll see. I don't know. I didn't get a chance to read very much yesterday. I picked up the book and read a little bit last night just before falling asleep. Sam Hunt's Whirlwind in Thorntree. I've talked about that, I think, for 3 days now. And if you have not picked this thing up, it's a freebie. Go grab it. It's really... It's got some rough spots in it. I've stumbled across a couple of places where it's like... continuity seemed to be twisted a little bit. And one of the challenges here is that I'm not sure if continuity is twisted or my brain is twisted on it, so it could very well be that I fell asleep for a couple of lines and then woke up. Not because the book is boring, but because I'm just so tired. I slept in this morning till almost 6:30. I went to bed last night, 8:30-ish. I'm getting ridiculous amounts of sleep and I'm still tired. So, I think it's my body telling me something. I went, had a couple of nights where I didn't get much sleep. And now I'm paying for it. I'm walking. I'm getting my exercise. Oh, the prairie dogs are out. I'm not surprised. It's a beautiful sunny day out in the open where their burrows are. There's no way I'm going out there because of the bubonic plague, but... That was one thing that we really hadn't considered when we were moving... Considering the move to Colorado, is the prairie dogs carry bubonic plague. Well, the fleas on the prairie dogs carry bubonic plague. And that there are rattlesnakes here. So, you know, growing up in the Northeast, where at least the flora and fauna are relatively benign, coming out here and finding poisonous serpents, monk pole, and fatal diseases wandering around in the fields. Of course, in those days, West Nile wasn't even considered. Having had West Nile, I can tell you I was lucky. And it was pretty bad, but I was still pretty lucky. I did say monk pole, didn't I? I did slap it anyway. That's my brain is going like, blah, blah, blah. I put on my parka, but I didn't put on my extra hood. I'm glad I didn't, because with the sun beating down, the sun is high in the southeastern sky right at the moment, and I'm walking in a place where I'm fully exposed to harmful solar radiation. But it's quite warm. Like some sort of sparrow got at right there. Feathers everywhere. Here we go. This road here was ice the other day. It's black tar now. Good morning. Yeah, changes fast. So I'm walking and not talking because I don't know what I'm going to think about. I don't know what I'm thinking about. I don't know. I'm just sort of like, wow, how long is this walk? What am I going to do when I get home? I had a snack before I left, but it wasn't quite enough to tide me over. It's a little too early for lunch. A little too late for breakfast. I'll have to have another snack. I'll have to put on some more coffee. Yes. And this afternoon I'll have to edit. After I get this posted. Yesterday's post was like two phone calls in the middle of the walk. First one was, I mean, they were both welcome calls. It's just like, holy cow. 20 minutes out of the day, and that's when I get the phone calls. Go figure. Serves me right. I should have come back and done the walk right away. It would have been a little colder, but I would have got it done. I'd have been home before the kid called. I should have realized that all morning is going to be 90 minutes. Turn. There's a bit of a breeze here coming down out of the north. The landscape is now midwinter. Everything is gray and brown. Looks pretty lifeless. And yet, this is what, January 26th. By March 26th, there'll be leaves, there'll be green grass. There won't be a lot of leaves, but I suspect there will be some. The big cottonwood here in the corner is looking dramatic with its naked branches. Yep, 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 dog. Whew. Okay, we're almost back. And Armando should give me a time tick here in a second. Oh. Come on, Armando, I'm almost back. Tick or not. I'm at the back gate. Tomorrow's another day. And with any luck at all, I'll talk to you then.